Hello, everyone, and welcome to JFG Tonight. We are starting the show with a question right away, and it came during the night in a super chat. AI has sent $10 on Entropy. Thank you so much for supporting the show. He says, "Hey, Jeff, what guidance would you give to a male in his late 20s trying to accumulate wealth to purchase land and escape the rat world? I have accumulated $50,000 after 2 years of wage slaving." That is excellent, man. That is excellent. Very well done. If you can accumulate and not be in debt, you are on your way to success. Excellent position to be in. And he says, "But I don't know how longer I can keep going. Would you go all in Bitcoin? I am fearful of fucking up. I got exactly what you need. And yes, my strategy would be to go totally in Bitcoin right now. It is still viable. There was a little rise today on the price, but you're still at 29.5K. It is absolutely viable to make large profits in this current bull run. My recommendation has been to buy it at 16K, but when I recommended that was a couple of months ago. Of course, it didn't stay at 16K for a long time. A lot of people laughed at me and said, "Oh, Jeff, it's going to go down to 10K. And I said, "I'm not sure about that." And so I said, "Yeah, buy it at 16K. I think it would be an excellent decision." Now, don't worry. You've lost your chance to do a 2X, but you can still do a 3 or 4X with what's left. If you had invested at 16K, you would be on your way to do a 10X, but that's okay. 3, 4X is perfectly fine. So we are at 30K, and I predict that Bitcoin will reach 120K to 160K in this bull run. If you want to be conservative and safe, I would sell at 120K. If you want to risk it a little more, you can wait. So where does that send us? Well, it sends us to a 4X that you can do on your 50,000. So what I would do, definitely what you need, if you're going to keep that much money in Bitcoin, you need my guide, The Ultimate Guide to Surviving with Bitcoins, a 2-hour video. It's going to give you everything you need. Do buy the Ledger Nano X. I still trust it. It's still, to me, a very good product, even if they've had bad coverage recently because they were headed toward doing something with sharding that people didn't like. They canceled the project. So we're good, and Ledger, to me, is still extremely reliable. Buy a Ledger, listen to this 2-hour video, and buy your Bitcoins as soon as possible, because it's not going to stay at 30K for long, for much longer. It's been a long time that it blocks around 30K. When it passes, you don't want to miss the boat. So yes, you have your 50K. That's wonderful. You cash out. You have 200K in 1 or 2 years from now, end of 2024, beginning of 2025. And with 200K, you might be able to buy a farmhouse, or you might want to wait for the next bull run and do an even bigger multiplier. But in any case, you will have to cash out. You will have to sell those Bitcoins. And so you can use Coinbase. You can use any of these places that are still valid in the US. Binance US must still be online, I guess. You don't want to keep them on Binance US, but you buy them on Binance US, you send them directly to your Ledger, and you're going to be in the Cadillac of Bitcoin security. That is definitely the best advice I can give. There are some people who would tell you to explore the rise of alts. You can get into ETH, BSC. But it's a more risky domain, because certainly one of the alts will dominate, but there is a lot of competition in this domain. And are you sure you want to go through all the white papers of the Arbitrums, the Polygon, the ETH alternatives and layer twos of all kind that are popping? Are you sure you want to get through this and put your finger on the one that's going to win, that's a more risky bet. I am sure that there is a lot of money to be made on decentralized computing. I think it's a fascinating domain. But it's a domain in which there are many players, and some of them will be eliminated with time. Some of them will be sued by the SEC for hosting stuff, securities, and who knows what this field will look like. I know it's a promising field, but personally, I know that much of the input of funds toward this field will pass through BTC anyway and will rise the price of BTC first. So if you want to play a little bit with the alts, tempt yourself. What I would do is buy Bitcoin, wait for Bitcoin to rise to 120K, and then sell maybe 10% of your Bitcoin to buy a little bit of ETH. You're going to catch the alt season. It always comes later than BTC. So yes, and once you have 200K, you're going to be able to buy a decent farmhouse in some last place of the US, or you'll want to rebet it on the next bull run 4 years later and build into a $500,000 kind of treasury that will allow you to buy basically any decent house out there. So that's what you need to do. That's what everyone needs to do. Unless you're 50 years old and you're in a very special situation where you don't have much time in life. If you're young and you are at the early 30s, late 20s, so you have plenty of time ahead. There's going to be women soliciting you for the next 10 years, and it's going to depend on your ability to have a home that is fully paid. So go for it. Tillman says, JF, this isn't financial advice, right? Exactly. I practice Bitcoin purchasing as a religion. I'm not talking to you about actually buying the Bitcoins. I'm talking to you about a virtual world in Minecraft where you buy Bitcoins. I forgot to mute this cough. Sorry for those who are sensitive. John Drake says, nothing comes close to BTC's network. There is no number two. Well, I mean, smart contracts, are a thing, and they don't exist yet very much on BTC. But BTC has come up with inscriptions, which to me are superior to the NFT model of the smart contract chains. But they are superior in terms of permanence. They are permanent digital artifacts. That is extremely appreciated. Someone says, Jeff, have you seen Richard Dawkins' New Evolution? New Evolution. I've not heard of a new evolutionary theory. Or a new evolution what? New Evolution. Well, no, I haven't seen. I hadn't realized that my consumption of cheese was parasitizing over the death of human beings. Italian farmer 74 crushed to death by thousands of falling Parmesan-style cheese wheels. Apparently, Giacomo Ciapparini, 74, here, was killed when thousands of wheels of hard cheese fell on top of him Sunday. It was those cheese on shelves. If you find yourself at the middle of this and they start all falling, you can die. Well, that's really too bad. I really appreciate the very dry, very aged cheese wheels of Italy. I hadn't specifically tasted that one. The one that he's producing, but I've tasted similar cheeses, and oh my god, they are good. Go Away says, I hate crypto nerds. I'm thinking of going back to high school so I can beat them up again. Well, there you go. You know, as a bully of high school, your career was over before you were even adult. And so you have nothing left in life. You can't bully us anymore. We have our seed keys, we have our ledgers, we have all of the things that keep our crypto hidden. So what are you going to do as a bully? you have wasted your childhood just overpowering people physically while we were building a virtual world in which you couldn't do anything to us. Take that, bully! Dexerto says Lil Tay has died. A statement from a family confirms she was a 14-year-old rapper, sometimes confounding cash with telephones. Here she is trying to speak to her friend, but no one is answering because it's not a telephone. No, she has not died suddenly. She has died in a murder-suicide. So how does that work when you're a 14-year-old rapper? That would mean she was with a guy, the guy killed her, and the guy killed himself. Or perhaps she killed the guy, and she killed herself. Anyways, they say it's a murder-suicide. It is with a heavy heart that we share the devastating news of our beloved Claire's sudden and tragic passing. We have no words to express the unbearable loss and indescribable pain. This outcome was entirely unexpected and has left us all in shock. Her brother's passing adds an... Her brother's passing adds an even more unimaginable depth to our grief. During this time of immense sorrow, we kindly ask for privacy as we grieve this overwhelming loss. As the circumstances surrounding Claire and her brother's passing are still under investigation, let's see what kind of behavior she had that could lead to a murder-suicide involving her brother. How do you end up a millionaire rapper at 9 years old with four houses? Okay, well, respect to the accomplishment, but it got her into a bad direction, I believe. And it got her into behavioral issues that perhaps played a role in whatever happened. These young developers and designers are becoming more and more competitive, pretending to have 5-year experience for the junior designer interview. I mean, how would I would hire this person? What a weird looking person! It has style. It has cachet to it, you know. This person seems to know what they're doing. They know how to activate a crowd. It seems that they've put a baby, basically, and they hang the baby into a suit that was that was standing. It is like cute. It's a mix of cute and creepy, and this is weird. This is a weird image. Mark Troll says, fuck Bitcoin, the real Bitcoin is Monero XMR. Yes, there are some risks with Monero. You know, there are people who say that Monero doesn't have a verifiable total supply. I don't know enough about it to tell you whether that's a real concern, whether that's addressed. I love Monero. I love the idea of full coin privacy. But some people have raised doubts on the verifiability of the full Monero total count. Now, that is weird. I don't know what's going on in this video.
Excuse me.
Yes, ma'am.
My baby asked for no pickles, and there's pickles on here.
I apologize, ma'am. You want a remake on your burger, ma'am?
No, I want my money back. I don't want no remake on my burger. I want my money back. And why is these fries? These fries is cold.
You want your money back?
Oh my God, she's fucking trying to pull.
What is this person? What is happening with their face?
Man, you want your money back?
No, I want my refund, and then I want a large fry, and I want it hot. You don't have to steer me, man. I'm talking to him. That's the manager, so you can go back there and finish flipping and doing whatever the fuck you was doing. And what is this? I didn't ask.
Yes, ma'am. You did ask for a 10-piece nugget.
We asked for a 10-piece nugget.
You said a 10-piece.
You said what? Oh my fucking gosh. Could you just, I just want to talk to the manager. I don't want to talk to you.
Why are you recording him?
Because he's allowed to record. Mm-hmm. I don't give a fuck if you record. You can record and record it to anybody. I can do whatever the fuck I want. Excuse me.
Yes, ma'am.
My baby asked for no people.
For some people are saying it's a joke. I don't know. Is that a mask? Is that plastic surgery? How do you get that person looking like this? And she's with a young black boy. What is this guy doing here? I have no clue. Meanwhile, we hear that there is fire in Maui, in Hawaii. Everything is on fire on this island. Here they had images of the fires. Some people are so isolated on the island by fire that they had to jump into the water because everything was in fire around them. Look at this. Much destruction. At least 6 people dead in this Hawaii island fire. And we have some more pictures here. Fire in the horizon. Basically, a large part of the island is on fire, and they were unlucky to have the winds were fanning the flames, and they were literally making the fire worse. They had strong winds that was pushing and spreading the fire extremely quick. Bill Maher has blasted Barbie movie as preachy, men-hating, zombie lie. And I've explained in my analysis of the Barbie movie that it's not an easy movie to understand. You have to pay attention. You have to understand that the leftism that is shown in this movie is not for the purpose of preaching it. It's for the purpose of questioning it and of eventually presenting it as a pathology inside the head of a young teenager. And as the teenager grows into an adult, she leaves behind the Marxism. She leaves behind the war of the sexes. She leaves behind her paranoia about patriarchy. And she decides to have babies. That is the meaning of Barbie. And so let's see what Bill Maher said about it, because I don't think I would agree. He says, okay, Barbie, I was hoping it wouldn't be preachy, men-hating, and a zombie lie. Alas, it was all three. What is a zombie lie? Something that never was true, but certain people refuse to stop saying it. Tax cuts for the rich increase revenues, etc. Or something that used to be true, but no longer is. But certain people still pretend it's true. Barbie is this kind of hashtag zombie lie. I agree that there are a couple of zombie lies going around in society. The leftists, they construct their entire worldview on zombie lies. But Barbie is presenting precisely those zombie lies as something you have to abandon before you accept your role as a baby maker. That is the whole sense of Barbie. Leave Barbie world behind. Leave the zombie lie behind. So it's not because a zombie lie is present in a movie that the movie takes a morally proactive support for that zombie lie. Here, the movie Barbie is saying that is something that's in the head of the youth right now, and they need to leave it behind. John Drake says, Bill thinks BTC is a scam. Also, the guy's a boomer, true and true. Yeah, I know that Bill Maher is a boomer. Spoiler alert, Barbie fights the patriarchy. Well, she fights the patriarchy in an imaginary universe. That is the subtlety here. If you fight the patriarchy for real, then perhaps that would be a bad movie. But she fights the patriarchy in the universe of her mind. And the whole movie is about the fact that this fight is worthless compared to making babies. The creator of Barbie at the end makes it very clear. All of this that you've seen in Barbie World, this is all imaginary. The only thing that can save you is if you make babies in the real world. Now, you have to accept death. You have to accept that you won't forever be this 20-year-old, sexy, attractive woman. But this is real life, and if you choose it, you give up everything you've done in Barbie World. You leave behind your childhood. You leave behind your paranoia about the patriarchy. Very important to understand where the patriarchy lies in this movie. It lies in an imaginary universe. Right up to the metal board who created her, consisting of 12 white men. The patriarchy. Except there's a metal board in real life, and it's 7 men and 5 women. Okay, not perfect even Steven, but not the way the board in the movie, which takes place in 2023, is portrayed. And not really any longer deserving of the word patriarchy. Yes, there was one, patriarchy, and remnants of it remain. But this movie is so 2000 late. In the Barbie universes, it is stated at the beginning that there is currently a collision between the real world and the imaginary world. The Barbie universe is colliding with the real universe, such that there are elements of reality that are making it into the Barbie universe, which exists in the head of a child, and there are elements of the Barbie universe that are making it into reality. The manifestation of the patriarchy in Barbie is a manifestation of the child's idea of a patriarchy penetrating the real world. This is very well explained by the Marxist lesbian Barbie. She says there is a collision of universe and you have to get into the real universe to see who's doing this, to see why is this connection happening, because it's a symbol, it's a sign that there is some pathology going on. And so, and there is a pathology where? In Barbie's head. So that is an internal voice of Barbie saying, hey, you've gotten crazy. You're letting you're projecting your paranoia of the patriarchy onto the real world. That's why we see a metal board that is 12 white men. It's an imaginary metal board that is stemming from the pathological Marxism of Barbie that she needs to liberate herself from. Who will liberate herself from it? God. God. Because when she meets her maker, you have to understand the metaphor here. Barbie meets who at the end of the Barbie movie? She meets her maker. Who else says these things? Meet my maker. People who believe in God. And so God will come and say to Barbie, stop projecting your ideas of the patriarchy onto the real world. Stop hallucinating a metal board that has 12 white men. It doesn't exist. That's where Barbie will decide to have a baby. She will give up her childhood delusions that were putting her putting her in the mood of a war of the sexes, and she will have a baby. Villains through modern eyes says, God damn, if Papa JF isn't gonna make me watch fucking Barbie. I do intend for all of you to go watch Barbie. I don't think you are a real JF fan if you don't go watch this product of art of the current millennia. At one point, the Barbies have to win over the Kens, and they are told to do it by pretending to act helpless and not know how to do stuff. Helen Gurley Brown called. She wants her premise back. Yes, that was a thing. I saw Barbie with a woman in her 30s who said, I don't know a single woman of any age who would act like that today. again, the war of the sexes that happens and the deception of the woman to act like 1950s woman is a plan in the head of Barbie to counter the inner views of the patriarchy that she has in her paranoid mind. So it works. It works because it's all in the head of a teenager. Imagine you're a teenager and you're like, I know how I'm going to get these guys. I'm going to act like a super kind woman who's idiot and who needs to be guided. That is the Barbie movie. It's happening in the head of someone. Joel Surrett says, I don't know, Jeff. I saw it. To me, the patriarchy was portrayed as the enemy. I disagree with you, man. It was the enemy in a pathological mind. Remember that it is said at the beginning of the movie, Barbie suffers from a pathology. She goes to see the Marxist lesbian Barbie, and she needs counseling. What is this pathology? This pathology is that there is a bridge happening between her mind and the real universe. Her mind is Barbie world. The real universe and the Barbie world are colliding. What does that mean? It means instead of concentrating on making babies, she has been trying to establish an empirical link with the world outside of hers. And it's failing because she doesn't have the tools for it. So she projects all of her lies, all of her paranoia onto the world. He says, I know. How could I know about the patriarchy? I am a man. That argument is so old and so silly. Of course, none of us can know exactly what others go through life, but I can see the world around me and I can read data. The Real Metal Board is a pretty close mirror of the country, where 45% of the 449 board seats filled last year in Fortune 500 companies were women. Truth is, I'm not the one who's out of step. I'm living in the year we're living in. Barbie is fun. I enjoyed it. But it is a zombie lie. And people who don't go along with zombie lies did not take some red pill. Just staying true to current reality. Let's live in the year we're living in. Hi, Ken. Again, a complete misunderstanding. Yes, the metal board had to be representative of the patriarchy because it was in a teenager's head, a kind of a Barbie that has refused to become adult, a Barbie that has refused to be inseminated by quality sperm. And as she had refused to be inseminated, she was still a child. She was still projecting her delusions of Barbie world onto the real world. And the whole movie is about resolving this pathology of Barbie. The whole movie is God coming in and saying, make babies. And she does it. I've never seen a movie so based. Certainly not in those superficial movies of Hollywood. This movie is based. A fucking god shows up, made up for the occasion here, not calling itself God, but calling herself her maker. The maker of the universe comes and says, stop seeing those delusions. Stop the connection between your brain and the world. You need to reestablish your connection between you as a being of passation of life. And nothing you do other than making babies will ever matter. This is a good movie. Lendald Guntram says, Silver Spider makes for a perfect title. JF should buy it from you for some hard currency. What is the perfect title that was suggested by Silver Spider? The Barbilutionary Kinotype. No, that doesn't sound good. But thanks for the proposition. By the way, if you'd like to support the show, use the dollar button under the Odyssey chat. Odyssey Super Chats are my favorite way to receive support for the show. Alternatively, feel free to use Entropy or Cointree. The links are in the description below. Cloud Warmer says, hey, Jeff, here is a super chat to make you say, hey, Jeff. I've been had. You have caught me. I have said, hey, Jeff. Someone sends me this. He says, Jeff, this video of teenagers in the streets is going viral. Hundreds of black youth in London run across Regent Street after a post was made on TikTok earlier today calling for viewers to loot Oxford Street. Also, it's one of these flash crowds that are an increasing occurrence. Ah, these kids, they don't know that censorship is eventually coming from for them. They are so naive. Eventually, censorship will be very hard down onto this kind of flash crowd appeal. For a moment, I felt like I was bleeding from the nose, but it was a delusion. Yeah, eventually censorship will become very hard because platforms will want to avoid criminal or civil responsibilities for causing these events. And so I don't think, I think we're going to need a decentralized system for messaging and crowd coordination, but as long as they can do that on TikTok, I guess it also works. The FBI has killed a Utah man who made threatening online posts against Joe Biden during a raid. More, the Utah man killed during FBI raid in connection with threatening online posts against Joe Biden. This was covered on ABC News. Yeah, so it's... here, I'm going to ban this guy right here. Permanent ban. I don't want to see you anymore. Man killed during FBI raid in connection with threats against Biden. Other officials. Craig Robertson was shot and killed early Wednesday morning. Yeah, so it's one of these cases where someone says something, they... He's probably in a mood where, oh, I'm going to make my last stand. If they come for me, I'm going to shoot. And so he forces them to shoot him back. It's too bad. It's too bad that we have someone who ends up dying for words, really. But some words are taken seriously by our police forces. Biden admin concedes no evidence behind the recommendation for 6 annual COVID booster shots. President Joe Biden's administration concedes that there is no scientific evidence to support an apparent recommendation to receive as many as 6 COVID-19 booster shots in a year. After Health Secretary Becerra wrote in a social media post on November 29, 2022, that people should get vaccinated if it's been over 2 months since your last dose. The Functional Government Initiative filed a Freedom of Information Act request for documents supporting the statements. But I guess he had done these statements on the belief of a window of antibody that we eventually found wasn't any longer than 3 months. And so, yes, if you want to push it to the limit, you have to conclude that if you want protection from that vaccine, if protection exists at all, you're going to need a vaccine, a booster, every every 2 months. I mean, I would agree. If you trust even that little wave of antibody. But the thing is, and that's the problem of this vaccine strategy, that they tried to sell to the people, but it didn't pass at all. the human body probably doesn't rely that much on antibodies alone. You know, antibodies is just one of the aspects of immunity, and there's much more going on in your body. And to think that we have to hold an entire population with specific antibodies at a specific concentration throughout the planet is ridiculous. And we showed how ridiculous it is in that we've injected as many people as we could to get that little high of antibodies. And the only result is more diversification of COVID. COVID evolves and finds a form that will not be captured by this antibody. What else do we have? Oh yeah, a mom learning about her daughter deciding to identify as a boy. She doesn't seem too pleased.
This is kind of scary because I only realized this a couple of days ago, and I've only come out to a few people.
A couple of days ago. Do you realize this? On the basis of a couple of days, this person is making an announcement on her identity.
I'm a guy.
Oh, God. And look at her friends. Her friends are supporting her. Her friends are misleading her into a non-reproductive lifestyle. I'm a guy. And that is the only place in which her mother is seen in that video. And she won't go to hug her. She won't go like her friends to comfort her, comfort him now, I guess. So there she is, and she's not participating to the cheering at all.
I use he, they pronouns, and I'm gonna go by Theo.
Yeah. I use they, them pronoun. She is gonna go by CO. CO. I told my mom today.
And be called my dead name. And
she called my dead name.
She, her pronouns used every time I go home. And no one realizes how hurtful it is. It's like a slap in the face. And I dyed my hair last night so I could feel more masculine. And I was afraid I was going to get thrown out of the house. We love you, Theo.
We love you.
Well, was it the mom that we were seeing? Well, is this the mom, or is this some kind of social worker agent? In any case, people are saying it's an old video. I didn't know about this video, so I may have missed it. But I don't get it. Is that the mom, or is that a social worker who's there to encourage this whole thing? I don't know, because if her mom if she was talking about like this as her mom, it seems she would establish eye contact with her, but she wasn't. A man carrying his wounded girlfriend to safety after the Russian double tap missile strike against a residential building in Pokrovsk, which killed 9 people and wounded 82. So a missile hit on the Russian side here. We've also seen Moscow. There was an explosion, probably injuring many people and perhaps killing many people. There was an explosion in an optics manufacturer. So Roger James says, Odyssey is screwing up again on my end. Anyone else having issues? I don't know. Paragliding Channel says, first time live viewer, paraglider pilot from Europe. I usually catch the replays later while working. Happy to see you doing well lately. You seem more relaxed. Yes, I'm enjoying life very much, and I have a lot of on my plate. I work a lot. I take in contract work, and so I don't have much time left in the day. I am working very hard, enjoying family time, enjoying life, and not feeling pressure at all. So fall is coming. I love fall. I've received my delivery of fuels. I paid above $1,000 worth of fuels for winter. And so that puts me with a lot of reserve, because now I have the heat pump, I have my logs, I have potentially electric solution for heating, but I don't use it. And I have my fuel reserves. And so I see winter coming, and I just stand and live in my place, and I'm ready to face the elements, the strength of the winter. I love it. Leading report says, breaking, the Biden administration has given billions to the Taliban over the past 2 years, according to a new report. Well, yeah, I mean, they keep doing this. It's like every corrupt regime on this planet is either declared an enemy by the U.S. or they are given billions by the U.S. It's like you are either a friend or an enemy. If you're corrupt, there is no middle ground. John Drake says, are you on propane? No, I don't have propane. I heat with furnace oil, heating oil in Canada. It's a classic thing for those people who live in remote areas or where electricity is a little higher price, you know. So yes, I'm super happy with my fuel reserves. Sharia says, are you cooking on gas? No, I am cooking electric. I have a new oven that I just got. Electric oven. Zero Hedge says, the Fed announces new oversight program for crypto activities, ETFs, done deal. I don't know that this is a particularly important news oversight program. It's still pretty much going to be the same, which is they'll go after a couple of isolated players who abuse, but I don't think that the main cryptos are at risk. BTC, ETH, I think it's going to survive. Raw footage, Montgomery, Alabama, riverfront brawl. I see some white men here, a black man here, a black family here.
And he's still in the moving boat. Still in the moving boat.
One of the things when there's a, because this is a nautical crowd fight, and in the nautical world, like it or not, there's more white people. White people are overrepresented in the nautical industry, and it's very rare that you see an outnumbering of one black person by 10 white people. But one thing you note when that happens, it's not an outnumbering where each of these white people passes and tries to kick in the most vicious way into the head of the black guy. In fact, each of these white people are trying to stop the white person from hitting the black guy. None of them are going through this kind of collective, anonymous attack onto the head of the black guy to worsen his position. They're all there to try to stop the fight. See, they are pulling the white guy away so that he stops hitting the black guy. And that is the nautical culture. You don't know because you don't live close to a port, close to the ocean, but I know. All right, well, that is it. That is it. Not particularly important, but always good to see the fighting strategies across the races. Rodita Sid says, it's tribal. Okay, I won't read the rest of it. Mighty Whitey says, well, shit. I thought they were jumping in to help the white guy. No, you rarely see this. I have yet to see a single instance of interracial attack where the whites are viciously using their numbers. That just doesn't happen. White people, and this is where, you know, there might be something true about the view that white people may just be so individualistic that they never really feel part of a tribal group, or if they do, they're careful about using that opportunity to outpower some other group. It would totally fit with our political behavior, with our political voting. You know, we vote against the interest of our group, and we also fight against the interest of our group. Shaya Rechik, libs of TikTok, is bragging about the fact that this girl initially made comments against white people, and she was bragging just a couple of days ago, I believe. She was bragging that there's no problem, I can continue to talk against white people, and I didn't lose my job. Y'all have found my job. They told me to delete the post, but my job is safe since I did not directly wish harm on all white people. They laughed and told me to watch what I say and I'll be good to go. Being a great teacher pays off very well when they know your true self. Just talk to the school board and my job is safe. Cry in the corner. I told them it was a joke and they know I'm not racist. So have fun. And today we learn breaking Texas elementary teacher who made a series of racist anti-white tweets, including wanting to kill someone for being white, has been fired and is not eligible for rehire. At approximately 4 p.m. yesterday, we became aware of a series of alarming racist statements posted to the X. To the X account of a teacher at Thompson Elementary. Upon learning of this situation, our personal staff began an immediate investigation. As of this morning, the employee is no longer a part of the Mesquite ISD organization and is not eligible for rehire. Good job, good job. We have here a case of someone who has lost their job for a purely anti-white racist statement. Bravo. See, this was kind of edgy to talk about getting there a couple of years ago. Well, here we are. Here we are. It's happening. Sam Harris says that RFK and Elon Musk shouldn't be complaining about the government censoring free speech because there are scarier issues on the right they should be focused on, like Donald Trump. Holy shit, this guy is going... Sam is not doing good. Sam, I think that leaving Twitter for him has disconnected him from some sort of contact with rationality, with the other side, and he's totally gone hermit-style insane.
Tate or RFK or I mean, you could add Elon to this. I mean, all these people are kind of living out the consequences of their dissatisfaction with the present on the public stage and winning a lot of followers as a result. They just like they like the way these guys are complaining about the obvious excesses of the left for the most part. I have several problems with this. One is that most of these guys, most of the time, some of them all of the time, are ignoring the obvious problems and in many cases quite a bit scarier problems on the right, right? They really care that the government tried to micromanage the
It's a huge problem in light of the First Amendment. The founding fathers of the country you live in thought that it was the most important problem. They made it the First Amendment.
Messaging about COVID on Twitter, right? That's the biggest story of the decade, right?
It is extremely important. Because if the government has both the weapons against us and control of our thoughts and communications, that is a huge problem. Something tells me that Sam Harris doesn't take issue with communication being controlled by an elite. But it is so important because the crack that we've had at free expression lasted a couple of years, the years of the internet, starting progressively from 1995 to 2016. And then we saw the forces of darkness working very hard to remove the freedom of the internet. There is no other moment in the history of civilization that we've had the level of communicative freedom that we've had during this period, 1995 to 2016. And we've had, since 2016, we've had a demonstration that it could be pulled from us and that there were people paid by our taxes working at pulling that liberty from us against their oath to the Constitution, in which the First Amendment says they shouldn't do this.
I've got 100 podcasts in me and 100 newsletters in addition to that on that topic, but they don't really much care about what happened on January 6th, where we had a sitting president.
Because whatever happened on January 6th only concerns the people who have acted on January 6th. I don't have to be very much concerned about January 6th because on January 6th, I was sitting at the helm of my show, expressing myself freely. But what happened on January 6th, let me remind you, Sam, was a bunch of people frustrated that they couldn't even say on social media what they thought had happened with the election. So perhaps you have some introspection to do on this. Would January 6th have happened in the same way if these people could have expressed themselves more freely? If they knew that there would be a legitimate way to express their concerns about the fairness of the election? Because they couldn't. They were banned from YouTube, Twitter, Facebook for saying it.
Who, for months, had been declining to support a peaceful transfer of power. And for the first time in our history, we did not have a peaceful transfer of power. And we had a sitting president visibly trying to steal an election.
A president trying to get fairness and due process. A president requesting that the checks be made. A president raising doubts. By the way, all of these values, to recheck something, to express doubt, to be able to freely express your doubt and have your concerns be addressed in due process. All of these are liberal values that you should pay lip service to. That you, some of these I've heard you pay lip service to in the past. So why didn't we get this? on the side of the Trump supporters. Why didn't we get the ability to freely express our concerns, the ability to get a process, a judiciary process that fairly reviews this claim, and an ability to for these claims to matter in a corrective action if they are found to be true?
All the while claiming an election had been stolen from him, and everyone around him knew that was bullshit.
That's his belief, and his belief is protected. The fact that he couldn't express his belief without eventually being banned from Twitter is a big problem of modern America, and it's a big problem of the false promise of liberals like you, who they want liberal values as long as they apply to yourself, and you stop wanting those liberal values when they apply to your political enemy. Sam isn't doing good.
There's absolutely nothing novel about what Elon is doing on Twitter. He's just biasing it in a way that he likes better than the previous bias, right? So he brought Kanye on.
I have no evidence that Elon is pushing right-wing or anti-Semitic talking points or whatever it is that Sam is talking about here. I have all evidence that Elon has tried to build a free market of ideas on Twitter, and perhaps the ideas that are winning are not the ones you like. But I have no evidence that he's selectively amplifying anything that he likes and that you don't like. I think that the Twitter algorithm right now is working very fairly, honestly. As fair as I've ever seen it work.
When he was an anti-Semite, and then Kanye did something and he kicked him off because he realized, okay, I can't really have this happening on my platform.
And Kanye is back now.
And so it is. I mean, he's cozying up to sort of QAnon lunatics, and he may not even know who he's signal boosting. He's just like, you know, glad handing somebody who said something he thought was clever, sent him a meme he thought was.
But that's also a liberal principle, Sam. The idea that an ID should be taken on its own, and it shouldn't be, you shouldn't make fallacies of who is holding that ID. Do I want to signal boost him? Do I want to drag attention towards someone who may have other IDs? Is this person associated, and should I attach them through guilt by association with whoever they spoke before? If we can't have IDs being evaluated and standing for themselves on the public space, then we don't have a free discourse and we don't have a free engagement. Then we have a couple of cliques who are controlling what we can say and think.
Clever, and he's actually signal boosting somebody who's just odious in their ideological commitments and in their lying about everything under the sun, right? And I'm not saying Elon.
So what? Maybe that person has a good ID. We should retweet it.
Elon's actually paying attention to all that, but he's doing something incredibly ad hoc and sloppy, and it's still not free speech absolutism, right? Free speech absolutism just doesn't exist.
Well, free speech as absolutism doesn't exist in the current state of the world, but he's trying to approach it. What is wrong about trying to approach an ideal, knowing that you won't really reach it because there are too much constraints on Elon? He could get in trouble in Europe, so he's trying to walk the line. But you can pursue an ideal while understanding that you'll never get exactly there. But on your way there, you realize great things. All right, we're headed toward the conclusion of the show. Jury nullification. Mike Cernovich says Deep Blue Areas will convict the innocent and free the guilty. This ruling is legalized lynching and open season on all conservative. Well, it's Andy Ngo trying to get a court to find Antifa liable for all of the harassment and the attacks that he's been the victim of. And it's a complicated matter, but, you know, is the group... When you have a group that's basically directing its crowds of anonymous mask-wearing harassers, to what extent is the group... Can the group, the corporation itself, be found guilty or liable for something that the crowds of anonymous mask wearers have done? I think there is an argument that they could be eventually responsible if they've explicitly called for violence. But in this case, of course, we have a Portland jury and a Portland judge. So they concluded that Andino's lawsuit is invalid. They find both defendants, John Colin Hacker and Elizabeth Renee Richter, not liable in the civil case brought against them. That is it for tonight, boys. Much love. I will see you all very soon. I don't think we have anything special on the schedule until Friday. Friday. So that's in 2 days from now. I will be on the 2-Bit podcast. So I'll have a no show because you needed me to be there at 7 p.m. Eastern time. So here I'm going to schedule on Friday. There's no regular show. No regular show. I'll be on the 2-Bit podcast at around 6:30 p.m. Eastern time, 7 p.m. Eastern time. Then the Friday after, on the 18th, I've been invited by Christopher Cantwell on his show of the Friday. What is it called? Surreal Politics or something like this. Anyways, Chris Cantwell is out of jail, and I'm going to go see him on his show. Much love to all, and I'll see you all tomorrow.